Good morning. Today is 5th of March 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian equity, commodity and forex markets remain closed on Monday for Mahashivratri. Benchmark indexes Sensex and the Nifty rose around 0.5% last week amid signs of easing tension at the border and hopes the US and China were close to striking a trade deal. Underlying sentiment may remain supported this week as aerial strikes on Pakistan have boosted prospects of the BJP coming to power again. Nonetheless, the latest developments in Indo-Pak relationship would be keenly watched. The Dow slid 206 points and the S&P 500 fell 11 points on the report of Wall Street Journal that the US and China are close to reaching a trade deal that could see both sides ending the tit-for-tat war of tariffs. Crude oil prices moved higher on Monday amid growing optimism about a trade deal between the US and China this month and on OPEC-led output cuts. Crude oil futures for April ended up 1.4%. News update. MSCI India's weight in the MSCI Emerging Market Index is likely to fall 20 basis points by end of November this year to 8.2%, said Goldman Sachs. This could lead to potential outflows of $3.8 billion. Tata Motors, Jaguar Land Rover is preparing to make a major investment in advanced manufacturing in the UK. Contradicting recent press reports that Indian parent company was considering selling the luxury car business. High Court admits Vedanta's petition to reopen Sterlite plant. Company says it is losing 5 crore rupees a day due to closure. CLSA has retained sell rating on Ashok Leyland, Tata Motors and Bharat Forge as it sees rising probability of a downturn in the truck industry. Kochi Shipyard to make 4 8,000-ton carriers for JSW Group. Market view. Nifty opened with the gains of 50 points on Friday and traded range-bound for entire day. In the last hour of trade saw sharp short covering, which took the indices towards their high points of the day. Those levels were sustained and finally, Nifty ended the day 71 points higher at 10,863 mark. As discussed earlier, we believe 10,880 level can act as strong resistance levels for very short term, while 10,950 to 11,000 is strong resistance zone for short to medium term. While on downside, recent low of 10,585 can act as strong support zone. For intraday support can be seen near 10,792, 10,735 and 10,678 levels. While resistance can be seen near 10,880, 10,965 and 11,023 levels. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.